Heirs of the Promises, Elder Charles A. Callis, Charles A. Callis, Conference Report, April 1945, pages 46-47, one of our poets put into song form this sublime thought, the works of God continue, and worlds and lives abound, improvement and progression have one eternal round, comfort in the scriptures, in this dark and cloudy day, when, like the leaves of the forest, many sad tears are falling, we can go to the holy scriptures, those wells of salvation, and draw from them peace and comfort which only Jesus Christ and his prophets can give. The Apostle Paul eloquently declared, looking unto Jesus the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, how wonderful it is to have a finisher of our faith. There are many beginners in this world, but there are few finishers. The Lord Jesus Christ, centuries before he came into mortality, uttered these words. They are found in the treasure house of knowledge, the Book of Mormon, and are as follows. For my work is not yet finished, neither shall it be until the end of man, neither from the time henceforth and forever. The work of God must be noble and grand, the Redeemer said, for this is my work and my glory to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. I think that a Mormon elder who expects to pass away his time in the hereafter singing and amusing himself or resting is not worth his salt. God Almighty is ever engaged in the glorious work of bringing to pass the salvation of man. Faith in the promises of the Lord. I have faith that those heroes who sink in death, paying the supreme sacrifice on the field of battle, the faithful young men, trusting in God, shall have everything made up to them. They are heirs of the promises. They shall inherit the promises. I do not know in what way God will provide the means by which these splendid men shall reach the celestial kingdom and experience all the promises fulfilled in their lives. But I have firm faith in the Lord, for his words are true, and sometime, somewhere, the power and the glory of God shall rest upon them, for the Creator will finish what he has begun. The prophet Joseph told a weeping mother, who had lost her baby in death, that in the resurrection she would have the privilege of rearing that baby up to its full stature, and have more joy in doing that than she could have had in mortality. An eminent divine, nationally known, said the other day, "But my friends, I could not stand in this radio pulpit, if I did not believe that the good God takes these unfinished lives, with their unfinished work, and somewhere, somehow, in his house of many mansions, gives them the glory of going on. A just and loving heavenly Father will keep faith with those who keep faith with him." Thus the glorious light of heaven is spreading, heaven's morning, with the joy and knowledge of hope and progression beyond the grave, is breaking in upon the lives of men. The notion that in this life only we have hope in Christ, we do not accept. For if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Our grief, by the power of God, the author and the finisher of our faith, is lifted from earth to heaven, and the tears are wiped away by a loving God. Glory, majesty, and power be unto Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, the author and the finisher of our faith, forever and forever. Amen.